Of course, Olivia. Let's please first of all start the recording. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the Euralo monthly call taking place on Tuesday, 20th of June 2017 at 1800 UTC. On our call today, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Wolf Ludwig, Iriu Lansipuro, Christopher Wilkinson, Erich Schweighofer, Fiorella Belsiu, and Wale Bakare. And Sandra Hoferichter has just joined us as well. We have received apologies from Matthew Kamis, Andrei Kolesnikov, Oksana Prikotko, Sebastian Bachole, and Marie-Jolie Bachole, and Bastian Gosling. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanko, Gabriela Shitek, and myself, Yeshim Nazar. And before we start, as always, I would like to remind everyone to state their names before speaking for the transcription purposes. And over to you, Olivier. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Yeshim. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking, and welcome everyone to this monthly Euralo call. And the first question is, have we missed anybody in the roll call? It appears not. So today's agenda is going to be, again, looking at the usual public consultations that are taking place. I say usual, but they're quite unusual because as we are running up to an ICANN meeting, there are many of them. Then we'll have a quick update from the Euralo Bylaws Task Force that had a call earlier last week. An update about the discussion with the RIPE NCC to sign a memorandum of understanding for collaborating with them. An update on the Euralo IGF proposal and looking at our next steps on this. An update and request, update and feedback from Eurodig, the European Dialogue and Internet Governance that has taken place just a couple of weeks ago in Tallinn, in Estonia. And then we will finish, hopefully, with the Euralo at-large structure engagement follow-up, a mix between the public comment development process and the work that Iriu Lansipuro has been doing with his working group on two specific statements. And we're tracking this very closely. Is there any other business to add to this agenda? Thankfully, I don't see any hands up, which means we're going to have to go quickly. We only have 53 minutes for the rest of the call today. And we'll start with the action items. There were just three action items. Two of them are complete. The one about the two statements, the Who is Conflict and the draft framework on interpretation of human rights, we will be talking about shortly. And the follow-up also to ask the ALAC chair to encourage the ALAC to become actively involved in the preparation of the statement of the revised ICANN procedure for handling Who is Conflict, and also relating this over to the GDPR and the cross-community session on GDPR scheduled for Block 4, Day 2 in Johannesburg. There was some question regarding that. I've sent an email to Alan Greenberg. I've also had a volunteer to take a seat on the panel, and that's Andrei Kolesnikov. He was happy to sit on the panel, but the format now is that there's not going to be such a panel as such. There is going to be apparently three sections, each one introduced by someone who will just state the fact and immediately a discussion engaging with the audience. So Andre, I think, will probably have to sit in the front rows and take an active part from the floor to get the points of the end users, internet end users through. And I'm certainly going to be attending this session as the GDPR is particularly interesting for our community, and I think it's important that Euralo follow this very closely. And I'm sure some people and I'm looking in the direction perhaps of Christopher Wilkinson, will be following this session very closely from a remote participation standpoint. And from what I recall in previous ICANN meetings, these public sessions are quite well run with a remote remote participation moderator. Although it's not possible to actually speak from remotely, you can write your comments in, and these are then written. These are then read to the microphone by the remote participation moderator. So it sounds like we've got an interesting topic moving forward on this. Any comments or questions on these action items? Just with regards to the second action item, which is to do with opening the election process in the summer for the position of secretariat, which shall be renewed until AGM 2017, that is going to be scheduled for the end of the summer. It's not something that we need to do so far early in advance, so there's no no hassle on that. Doing it during the summer is probably going to be hard. As you know, the summer slowdown in Europe is unlikely to bring much, if there's any vote or much discussion. But at the end of the summer, when people come back from their holidays filled with excitement, then we will open the selection process at that point. I don't see anyone putting their hand up whilst I'm going on about these action items, so we can move swiftly to the next agenda item. That's the public consultations. There were four statements recently approved by the ALEC. One was in the Competition, Consumer Trust and Consumer Choice Review Team, the CCTCC Review Team, Draft Report of Recommendations for New Generic Top-Level Domains. This is a process where we have two people already in that working group in the guise of Kylie Kahn and Carlton Samuels. And so the two have been helping and providing the ALEC with constant feedback about what was going on in there. And the statement itself was drafted by Holly Reich with much input from quite a few people. And there was some good discussion that went on with this. The other one, the next one, was the GNSO community comment on the new GTLD subsequent procedures. Well, as you know, with the subsequent procedures policy development process working group of the generic name supporting organization is the group that is going to, or that is addressing all of the points that have been raised, all the problems that have been raised in the current round of new generic top-level domain releases, and they have their work cut out. There really is so much to be done. So this is the second public comment that has been coming through. As you know, the Competition, Consumer Trust, and Consumer Choice Review Team output will also feed into this. So the ALEC drafted a statement that's been sent out and that points out a few things that relate to the points that are asked about here in the various work track regarding fees, regarding the queuing of applications, regarding the registration protections, closed generics, and quite a number of quite technical points which are being made there. Anyway, that was a very significant statement, so thanks for this. Then we had recommendations to improve SOAC accountability. That's part of the cross-community working group on accountability workstream 2 topics. And the ALEC drafted a small, a short but punchy point regarding the best practices that have been given. They make sense, but the ALEC couldn't support the explicit incorporation of the best practices into the scope of the Accountability and Transparency Review Team. Because what we're looking at is something which has already been done. It's like repeating work again and again. The ATRT is about to start third round, ATRT 3, and there is much discussion going on now as to whether they should have a very wide mandate or a mandate that is somehow reduced from other times, because so much work is already done in the accountability cross-community working group. Fourth statement that's gone through is the proposed renewal of the .NET registry agreement. A couple of points were made here. This is, of course, renewed by a small company, which you might know, called VeriSign. And the ALAC didn't have any specific comments to make on this, apart from a few concerns regarding the increasing cost of .NET domains. As you know, you might not know, but VeriSign is the largest registry out there. They run both .NET and .com, so they hold such a commandeering position. The query was raised whether how the .NET funds would be returned to serve the internet community in line with the .org funds, et cetera. And there is still some concern on this. So that was the very short statement. We haven't received a response to this. Now, statements in progress are the ones that are important. There's one on draft framework of interpretation of human rights. Bastian Goslings held the pen on this and wrote a very good statement that is currently being subjected to a ratification from the ALAC. This is one of the statements which we managed to identify a drafter because of the database of at-large structured knowledge that we have. So we'll touch on this later on during this call. Then the revised ICANN procedure for handling WHOIS conflicts with privacy law process and next steps. That's the other statement that we have tapped, that we have asked specifically several of our European at-large structures, and they have all worked together to produce a draft, which is still currently under comment. So if you haven't read that draft, please click on this, read it, and I would suggest that you also comment on it. You don't need to be from those ALSs that have held the pen to start with. Then there is an issues report on the country code name supporting organization policy development process and the retirement and review mechanism, something that's somehow quite technical from within the TCNSO. No statement has been drafted yet. It's written down here that Wafa Damani and Maureen Hilliard are working on this. So the closing date being the 10th of July gives us a little bit more time, and I expect that they probably would be speaking about this or discussing this statement face-to-face when they meet in Johannesburg. No statements are currently stalled, but several statements have been deemed as to not requiring an ALAC comment. One was about the release of country and territory names for various top-level domains. The ALAC has never commented on these. One was about the proposed implementation of the generic name supporting organization consensus policy recommendations for the protection of international governmental and international non-governmental identifiers in all generic top-level domains. Not something that affects end users directly, although there is a component of the public interest that comes into this, but no one has stepped forward to hold the pen on this. So it's currently marked as not submitting a statement. Label generation rules for the root zone version 2. This is all to do with internationalized domain names, and there are quite a few of these that we have, these public consultations that we've seen over the years. This one, I believe, is that to do with all the IDNA labels? I'm sorry, I'm discovering this as I speak. Yes, it's to do with the extension of the actual repertoire of the label generation rules. If you're not quite sure, the label generation rules are rules that effectively equate one type of character with another type of character for specific scripts. In the Latin script, each character is quite specific. But in some other scripts, you might be able to use more than one character for the same sound or to write the same word in a different way. And the question is whether the meaning of the word is what's important, or whether the writing, the actual writing of the word is important, and what fits and what doesn't fit. So what is equated as working together and not? originally there was only a handful of scripts out there, and now that, as I say, there are 28 scripts, and so you probably need to have a slightly larger set of repertoires to be, and that's just a technical move. That's the current policy development process, and there is one new one at the moment, which is just a draft framework for the registry operator to respond to security threats. Cybersecurity, very important at the moment, as you will have seen in the news with all the attacks that are out there. And there has been a call for registry operators to be able to coordinate or work with people in cybersecurity just in case they were to be affected. And it's all part of increasing the security and stability of the Internet. Vienna. Any comments or questions? I don't see anyone putting their hands up. And let's then move on. And quick update on the Uralo Bylaws Task Force. And we had a call last week with Florian Huller providing much asking more questions from the working group and providing us with some answers. I'm not sure who wishes to provide us with a quick update on this, actually. I note that Eric Schreikhofer and Wolf Ludwig are on the call, so who of you two gentlemen would like to give us a quick update, please?
Eric Schreikhofer speaking. It's best that Wolf Ludwig is doing that for the present. Sorry, due to our conference.
Okay, Eric, thanks for this. Wolf, it sounds like you are in the hot seat.
Thanks, Olivier. It's Wolf Ludwig for the records. Actually, the most important thing or the good news is that according to my feelings, I think we are now really quickly progressing, and at each call we are discussing in details substantial items, for example, which was brought up, which was not one of my favorite or most favorite issues, but was dispute resolution. And last time, I think we could discuss a reasonable procedure which would start the moment a dispute pops up in the community, persons who feel uncomfortable or disliked or have a problem with somebody else or etc. can address themselves to the Uralo board. If the Uralo board is not capable to sort out the conflict, next step is that the applicant can write to the ICANN ombudsman, and the ombudsman can in his sphere try to come up with a mediation or with a solution. If this is not satisfactory, then we have another option that the conflicting parties can name each a person of their confidence for a conflict resolution panel. And the two panelists selected by the parties can name a third person to sort out the issue. If this is not sufficient, there is another option to go to the General Assembly, which is the upper authority of the Uralo Association, etc., and with such a procedure, we really hope that in one of the steps, etc., or levels, conflicts can be solved, and that it there will be no need to go to a court, which would be the final option for anybody having a problem. but before you can go to a court and make a court case in Switzerland, the General Assembly must have had a decision already on the issue, otherwise a board will not enter into materia in Switzerland. That's briefly speaking, and then we discussed questions of quoras again, etc., and we now reach consensus among the task force members, etc. Therefore, I'm rather confident that in the near future we may come up with a draft proposal, what we will then submit to the Uralo board for consultation and then to the broader membership. I think that's all for the moment, and the next task force call is supposed to be organized early July. This means after the upcoming ICANN meeting. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Wolf, for this excellent summary of the progress of this working group. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I'm very happy with the progress as well. I think we're now again in cruising mode. I had one question with regards to what Oksana shared with us on the mailing list, and that was to do with the privacy. There was a small discussion regarding privacy of the, you know, listing of names and so on our wikis. And the point that Oksana was making was that, well, these are organizations, not private individuals that are listed. What, is there any point in discussing this?
Yeah, Wolf Ludwig. Back to you.
Yeah, just a short comment. I'm not sure whether I understood Oksana's point in all details. As a matter of fact, such privacy issues are rather strong at Uralo, and we need to take this into consideration, that there are strong concerns in the community. And Oksana mentioned in her mail the question of registrations and publications of lists of registrations on the website, etc. But in this respect, there are usually clear options. At Swiss IGF, for example, we use this practice that generally we would like that registration are open and can be seen on the website, on the list of participants, etc. But we do offer the option for people who get registered not to appear on the list of participation on the public website. So there should be an opt-out modus, in my opinion, in most of such cases. Otherwise, and this is a political or tactical consideration, once we finish our draft amended bylaws and we submit it to the membership, please be conscious, we need a two-third majority for the adoption of the amended bylaws. If we do not get two-thirds, then the whole effort was in vain, and we have to take this point really into consideration, and we cannot neglect sincere concerns in our community at this point. Thanks.
Thanks very much for this, Wolf. Next in the queue is Eric Schreikhofer.
Thank you. Erich Beckhoff is speaking. Concerning the privacy issue, it's not often, but sometimes discussed in organizations concerning the publication of your statements. And we have to be clear that we have public discussions and not public discussions. But when you give your opinion in a public discussion, you give consent that this is then disputed. and you can't take it easily back. So we have to be aware of that, and that we have to make aware to our members writing on wikis. And concerning the second issue, concerning yes, we should preserve the privacy as possible, meaning that distribution lists, particular also the participation lists shouldn't be published. Someone doesn't agree to do that. So I guess consent is the main issue, and if someone doesn't like the click, she should say that before he takes action. And the second point concerning the bylaws, one point, I guess we need a very large majority, maybe a bigger one, to avoid this quite formal problem concerning the present organization. So it would be a smooth transfer if we get a near overall consent in the bylaws. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Eric. It's Olivier Capanoblo speaking. And I was just going to ask, this issue of privacy, is this something that needs to be listed or given in the bylaws? I mean, are there any clauses that need to be added to our bylaws regarding this and regarding the publicness of our mailing list, of our calls, etc.? Or is this in the rules of procedures?
This is not prescribed to have details on this by Swiss association law. In any case, I would not put anything particular into the amended bylaws, and I would simply write or explain about such details in the rules of procedures. In my opinion, it has nothing to do in the bylaws. Bylaws is for basics and not the way how we proceed in our operational models.
Thanks for this, Wolf. Eric Schweighofer?
Eric Schweighofer speaking. I may note that it's appropriate to include a clause that we respect privacy and leave the rest to be decided by the board, making some kind of procedural rules on that if necessary. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for this, Eric. Right, thanks for this work. It looks like we're progressing on the bylaws, which is excellent news. And let's then move on. I did see, by the way, Sandra Hofreichter with her hand up earlier. I'm not quite sure whether she still wanted to intervene or not. Sandra, you've put your hand down, so I'm taking it that you didn't have anything else to add to this. Resolved. Okay, excellent. Thanks. Let's then move on to agenda item 5. Just a very quick update on the discussion with the Rife NCC. This is the Regional Internet Registry for Europe, the one that provides internet protocol addresses, the IP addresses for computers, for all the computers and now all devices in Europe. The work with Rife has already started a number of years ago because Rife is one of the partners in Eurodig, and of course Euralo is another partner in Eurodig. So there has been some good cross-pollination and discussion and the collaboration between Rife and Euralo in the Eurodig project and partnering. But the other regions of the world have signed some direct memorandums of understanding for the purpose of collaboration. They don't have Eurodig in their parts of the world, so they've had to go the full way. And Euralo now stands as the last of the regional at-large organizations that has not signed. After Johannesburg, it will be the last one that has not signed a memorandum of understanding with its regional internet registry. It's been very helpful for some that have already signed. So Naralo, for example, having signed with ARIN, managed to run their General Assembly at the ARIN meeting a few months ago, and it was a real resounding success. So the process by now, where are we?
I've met with, and Wolf and I, actually, Wolf Ludwig and I have met with Chris Buckridge and on behalf of Rife, who's been discussing things with us, and I've now sent an email to the Uralo board. It's a public email. If you're interested, you can look at the Uralo board mailing list archives, and asking for feedback from the Uralo board. Once we've obtained feedback, we will go back to Rife and provide them with our feedback. Then there will be a last or final or new version, if there are any significant changes. If not, then we will then share it with the Uralo mailing list and get all of our at-large structures to comment on this. And hopefully, if there are no negative comments and we can just dot the I's and cross the T's, we should be able to then sign face-to-face at the meeting, last meeting of the year, the meeting that will take place in Abu Dhabi. It is worth noting that Rife also serves that part of the world, that region. In fact, Rife has offices in Dubai, so in the United Arab Emirates, the state right next to Abu Dhabi. And so we're likely to have a good, interesting, good celebration over there of this signing of the Memorandum of Understanding. But we're not there yet, so feedback would be appreciated from everyone. Are there any questions or comments? And thank you to staff for putting the listing, the email that I've sent to the Uralo board. No comments. Let's move on then. So that's a very successful process. The next process was the Uralo IGF proposal. We sent a proposal for funding two things, basically. First, there was a funding request for extra projects for this Uralo proposal of a workshop on the public interest. And the funding was agreed, provided that the workshop was going to be accepted by the multi-stakeholder advisory group, the MAG, which is the group that decides on the agenda of the Internet Governance Forum. Unfortunately, that proposal was not accepted on this occasion. So the next steps for the time being is to try and find out, since, of course, the IGF is taking place in the European region, it is taking place in Geneva, to find out if we would still be allowed to have some activities in Geneva. I haven't launched this with staff yet, but that's what I would propose, so that we would still be able to have some funding to send people to Geneva. I have a feeling we might be told, well, you have to use CROP, but it is not often that there is an IGF in Europe. It's the first one in a long time, and Switzerland really is at the heart of Europe. So I think we need to try and see if we cannot push for a few people, at least a core team, to be able to go to Geneva, have a booth in Geneva, and really promote Uralo and promote at large over there. I open the floor for comments or questions on this. Someone had put their hand up. Back down and back up. Sandra Hoferichter, you have the floor.
Hello, Olivier and all. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, very well.
Wonderful. I just want to give you a heads up that from the EuroLeague side, we are actually planning to do a big joint European booth, including European Commission, Council of Europe, ABU probably, and I think Uralo would be, of course, at its first hand, our EuroLeague official partner, but also I think there would be a good opportunity to include Uralo in that booth as well, at least by representing them with some flyers, but maybe even more. And I have to find out with the IGF secretariat what are the possibilities if you get kind of a bigger space, a European corner, or if this is not possible. Of course, if this is not possible, we cannot do a joint booth. but if it's possible, then I would propose to make a kind of a European corner. And I have already confirmation from Council of Europe and the European Commission that they would very much appreciate such a joint approach. So I think Euralo should be in the queue, and as we are collaborating with Olivier Wolf and Uriu and many others within Eurodic as well, I think this will be somehow easy going. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Sandra. That's very exciting. It's the first I hear of this, so that's really excellent news. And perhaps could we relay this also to ICANN in our search for being able to send people to this place. So that would be good. Any other comments? I don't see anyone putting their hand up. So, yeah, let's hope that we can follow up on this. I think that the action item for this would be for me and Wolf, so Wolf Ludwig and I to follow up, and perhaps Sandra as well. Sandra, you will be in Johannesburg, won't you, as well?
Yes, of course.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
So maybe the three of us should go and have a chat with that large staff and...
Olivier? This physician speaking. Olivier, can you hear us?
He's typing, dropped, sorry.
Okay, he says he has dropped, and we'll quickly dial out to him again. Okay, our operator is redialing at the moment.
And I'm back. Sorry about this. I seem to have been dropped off. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Thanks very much. Okay.
And
I'm not
we hear your line sweating.
Okay, yes, it is sweating. It's very hot indeed. So, sorry about this. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I was just saying that as an action item, for Sandra, Wolf, and I to meet with Heidi and Sylvia during the ICANN Johannesburg meeting so as to try and find options for us since this workshop has now not been accepted, but since it is such an important meeting for us and for this region.
It's already noted.
It's already noted. So that's great. Thanks very much. Let's then move on. And I'm sorry, my computer now is showing signs of unhappiness. This is quite amazing. Technology is just melting away around me at the moment. The next agenda item is the feedback on Eurodig 17. And we've written here about 10 minutes for this. Let's try and go a little faster since I'd like to discuss a little more on the last agenda item. But just two things. First, the Euralo activities at Eurodig. ICANN had a booth that was there, and several of us went very regularly to the booth. I must thank all the people that were there, whether funded or not funded. There was always someone around the booth to help out with anyone who was interested in Euralo and ICANN activities. All of the, as far as I understand, all of the brochures which were put on the table in the Euralo, on the ICANN booth, have all gone. So they either were all stolen by some people who really absolutely love these brochures, or they were distributed to people. And I have a feeling from the number of people that were walking around and that I spoke to, that many people just picked up the brochures that were interested in the topic. So that was one thing. The other thing was that Tatiana Tropina and I were invited in the early, pre-Eurodig to this youth dig,
And we managed to speak both, well, Tatiana spoke about NCUC and I spoke about Uralo, so we might have an influx of new, I would say either new at-large structures or more likely in the short term, new blood in the Uralo Individuals Association. Now, with regards to our CROP attendees, there were five attendees, and I remember that out of them, so we had Andrei Kolesnikov, Gleb Pesnov from the ISOC, sorry, from the Fontai Russia, so that Russian ALS that changed their leader, and so we had the visit of that person who spent the whole time. We had Rim Scheif from an individual user from Denmark, but also coming from North Africa. We had Rim Scheif Hayat, sorry, full name. We had Matthias Hudnebrick, Hudnebrick, I think it's called, and he is from Austria, and he was very much involved with things, and is actually already going to be involved with some of the work that we do in some of the working groups. He has done a good follow-up report. I think the last person on the list was Annette Milberg, who was, again, very active. She was really good in spreading the word about Uralo throughout the conference. So I think that was a very successful conference for Uralo. It always, as always, takes a little bit of time then as a follow-up afterwards to see if we've been very successful in our outreach or if we've not been successful in our outreach. But hopefully, on this occasion, this has been a very good meeting. I'm going to hand the floor over to Wolf Ludwig first for any additional things. Wolf is very much involved with the organization of Eurodig, so he can provide some feedback as from his perspective, and then Sandra Hofreister as well, for her to provide some input from her perspective. Wolf Ludwig, you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivier. Wolf Ludwig, for the record. Well, you have summarized already all Uralo related activities in Tallinn, which was, according to my observation, the best outreach ever we had so far. On the event itself, I can simply say that, in my opinion, it was the 10th edition and the best event we ever had on different levels, from the organizational point of view, with the General Secretary and Manager Sandra at the forefront, which was quite impressive. It was close to perfect. There were some new elements. Meanwhile, what has been a pre-event of Eurodig in the past, which was a new media summer school, became kind of a baby of Eurodig, which is called Eurostig, which took place 2 days before the official event, which was a success in my opinion as well, and all feedback I got on the Eurostig. And the youngsters played a very active role in the event itself, so it was on, from the organizational point of view, from the host side, it was perfect, and also from the program, I was quite impressed. There were only two sessions I have observed I was not satisfied with, but for the rest of the program, I think it's a good step forward. And this coordination, collaboration with the subject matter experts proves to be quite successful. And many people told me that they felt that it was the most substantial discussions they have observed at Juridic so far. So it was a big success in my opinion, and most of the credit goes to Sandra.
Thank you, Wolf. And now over to Sandra Hofrichter.
Hi. I have not much to add. Also, with respect to the time, I would just say that the focus now is on how to bring up our messages and results to the global IGF and into the global discussion, not only editing and designing this little brochure, which we call Messages of Tallinn, but also in terms of participating in the global IGF preparatory process. And here we actually need to keep the community mobilized and also the subject matter experts. We have two here on this call, Uri and Olivier, will play a significant role here because this is now actually the point, or it's really important that we really bring our discussions, our results, our messages into the global debate at an early stage, and not only in the IGF itself, but even in the best practice fora. And I also have the feeling that Eurodic is among the or is seen as a very successful forum, but it's now somehow expected from us that we go the next step in terms of bringing the messages forward, collaborating with the global IGF, and making this bottom-up process even more bottom-up, from the national, to the regional, to the global forum. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much, Sandra. Olivier Treffin-Blanc speaking. And just to close off on this topic, I wanted to, and I'll give you the hand to you over, Yevio, in a second. Just before, I wanted to thank ICANN in all of the support that it has provided to Urallo and to Eurodig as well. It was very present there in that Joran Marby was also there. There were several high-level speakers from ICANN, and so they were present on many occasions, and there was never a trouble in being able to leverage all of the presence of ICANN in order to perform more outreach. So it's a good pillar, and certainly from my perspective, that Eurodig is going from strength to strength. Yerio Lentiporo, you were also there. You were also a main pillar. Saw you in several sessions and so on. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, thank you. This is Yerio Lentiporo speaking. Just briefly, one aspect of this Eurodig in Tallinn. It seems that the Eurodig is now being taken seriously on the high political level. There were a couple of presidents, a couple of prime ministers, ministers of foreign affairs, and so on and so forth, not only from the host country, but actually from other countries. So as I think Sandra said, this is more and more our chance to make an impact on a global level, and that shows how important this Eurodig cooperation is. It's actually not only cooperation, it's almost integration or osmosis. So let's continue. Thank you.
Olivia?
We have left lost Olivier again.
Oh, and I was talking to myself because I hadn't pressed the... Hello? I was talking to myself because my finger had pressed the mute button without me knowing.
Oh, so, okay. Bloody finger.
Thanks very much for this, Irio. And thanks for all the work that everyone has done in this. Indeed, the Eurodig is going from strength to strength, and it's an osmosis with Urallo, and I hope that we will be able to continue this close collaboration, thanking ICANN and thanking the community that has been so involved, our community that has been so involved in making Eurodig what it is,
today. I think more than 500, 600 and something number of participants from a very large number of countries. I tweeted it about it a couple of days ago, a few days ago, with the numbers from the organizers, and it was really great. The next one will take place in Georgia, a little bit further out. Now, of course, Georgia at present, as seen in the at-large and the ICANN geographic regions, is based in the AP RALO region, Asia-Pacific Regional At-Large Organization. And I do hope that by then there will have been some movement to bring Georgia into URALO, should they wish to be taking part in URALO. And I think that they are, they have told me that they are waiting for the day. So hopefully we will continue this collaboration and see them and see everyone in Georgia. Time is flying, and I'm rambling on a little bit. I'm sorry. My computer is a little slow. Our crop attendees, just to finish off on this topic, are currently drafting their reports, and the moment that we have those reports, we will share those with you and share those with the URALO mailing list. Now the final thing in our agenda, and that's this pilot project that we're somehow undertaking, which is the work of the URALO at-large structure engagement works. And Irio Lansipuro and I have been working to try and do a little test here to see if we can solicit input directly from at-large structures that have provided details of their competencies. As you know, well, perhaps I should ask Irio to give us just a five-minute rundown of what basically happened on the how we got the competencies, and then I'll quickly comment on the feedback that we've had so far. Irio?
Yeah, this is Irio Lansipuro speaking. Thank you, Olivier. Yeah, this was a test pilot project, and I think that it was successful in the sense that we had lots of reaction and answers on this when we asked for comments and expertise on these two public comment items. At least this sort of response exceeded my expectations. Now, going forward, I think that first of all, we could show this as a sort of good practice, maybe not the best practice, to other railroads. I know that Navarro has already sort of is following our footsteps. And of course, one goal of this exercise would be to show that ALSEs are actually performing a useful work, unlike what the items consultants seem to think. The other thing is that we have to continue also within URALO, of course, but not too much. That is to say, let's be fairly selective on the items on which we are going to ask for the expertise from the ALSEs so that they will not get tired too soon. Thank you.
Thanks very much for this, Sergio. Very wise words indeed. Just to let you know, the text that is currently on your screen is regarding the draft framework of interpretation for human rights. Three at-large structures had indicated that they were expert in this, including one whose ALS representative is Niels Ten Over and is actually the chair of the working group that started that consultation, or at least the chair of the proposing working group for that consultation. So he provided some input, of course, but it was a bit difficult to comment on one's own work. Bastian Goslings from ISOC, from the Internet Society Netherlands chapter, was completely independent to this and ended up picking up the pen. Rainer Roldewald from Mietenstadt Leipzig provided some input and feedback on this. So this is really, you know, three out of three, very, very good success. On the other topic of the revised ICE procedures for handling who is conflicts with privacy law I sent an email out to, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, oops, sorry, 9, 10, 11, I believe, 11 people. And out of those 11 people, I think we got feedback from 8 on the topic. So 8 out of 11 is not bad at all. You know, 8 responses from at-large structures, European at-large structures out of 11 is not bad at all. And so Christopher Wilkinson held the pen, and there was a lot of input into this this topic. I'm quite pleased with the response rate so far. Christopher Wilkinson, perhaps would you want to say a few words about this?
Hi, good evening. Thank you, Olivier. Yes, particularly as I'm about to have to leave the call. First of all, regarding the who is consultation, I'm glad that on the URL ARS we seem to have a stable text. I'm not quite sure how at large, and particularly ALAC, proceeds from the point of view of the other RALOs, who don't seem to have intervened in any sense so far. There are a few days left for the consultation. So it would be useful to try and stabilize this and get a consensus out of ALAC as soon as possible. I think the present proposal is that they would vote on this in Johannesburg on the 29th of June. Regarding the GDPR session, I think you've said what is necessary. I shall try and join online, of course, and I think there will be a significant number of people in the audience who will want to contribute. I'm not particularly impressed by the outline of the panel that Jocke Bracken was good enough to send me almost on a personal basis. So this is this draft of the program. We have it informally. It is not really, well, first of all, from the European point of view, we have a commission official presenting, fine, but there is no presentation from any of the European interests, whether it's URALO or indeed whether it's European registries or registrars, or even from CCNSO or CENTA. It's all very well chairing a session, but I think to stimulate a debate, you need to have somebody who's going to present a point of view. Anyway, we'll see how it works out. The one thing I really don't want to see is for ICANN to decide in its wisdom that it needs to have a legal review. The GDPR proposal has been in the public domain for, I would guess, 2 or 3 years by now. The whole legislative process in the European Union has been conducted and concluded. An organization such as ICANN, and there are many others in similar situations, an organization such as ICANN in the present circumstances should be giving priority to the implementation and not to another source of delay and discussion in the form of a legal review. On that note, I'll leave you. But Olivier, I would encourage you to contact your peers in the other RALOs and make sure that this is going to be successfully endorsed by the ALAC in Johannesburg. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this, Christopher. And we will indeed be pushing this. We have the luck of having a little bit more time than on other public comment processes in that this was extended until after the meeting. So we will be in a position to discuss this face-to-face again in, I believe, in Johannesburg, which is pretty good news. I can see here the call for comments is closing on June the 26th. So, and then the vote will open in Johannesburg itself, and I think that's when the ratification will take place. So I'm sure there will be some discussion based on the based on this statement, and I'm sure due to the number of people from Uralo that will be there, hopefully we will be able to push this through. That's the point. And so, as I think I might have mentioned, Andrei Kolesnikov is going to be representing Uralo and at large, actually, in those discussions on the GDPR that you alluded to. On the process, I think, as Irio said, we should try again for a future, another future public comment. We have to choose it. But so far, I can see this as being a success with the amount of engagement we've had on this topic. We are, and now I'm talking about the regional at large organizations, always have a face-to-face meeting at an ICANN meeting. And on this occasion, Uralo, and I will be presenting the work that we've done and how we've done it. And as rightly said, Naralo has looked at this very closely and might also be doing a test very soon. They are currently trying to find out the skills that they have within their region as well. So it's exciting times we're living in, because we're moving from a process by which everyone receives everything and it's just like, hey, is anybody interested in saying something about this, to targeting things and saying, hey, we think that you've got the real knowledge for this, please help us specifically on this topic. And I think that the way that you ask that question changes maybe the way that you get answers. Now, any other things on this topic? I noticed we are 7 minutes past the top of the hour. We did start a little late. If I don't see any hands, I can open any other business now. A or B? So I was just going to recognize Fiorella Belciu for joining us today. Fiorella was at the Eurodig, and we had some good discussions with her. She is one of the youth participants in Eurodig. She's actually mentioned earlier she's found youth participation better represented this year. So it's a positive note for the younger generation of end users. And I think it's a positive note that we should have a younger, active younger generation of end users, because there's so much to do out there, and ultimately this is going to be affecting young end users perhaps even more or for a longer time than us people that have either lost our hair or that have hair that is so white that we flush when we look at it. So, it's good, I just wanted to sort of recognize her, and I know that we've met quite a few other young people that are very eager to do things, and hopefully we can, in a few months' time, we will have more involvement, direct involvement from youth. I'll certainly follow up with them by emailing them and following up on this. Apart from this, for those people that are traveling to South Africa, have very safe travels. I don't see anyone else putting their hand up. You probably want to go back out there whilst the sun is going down, catch the last rays, and get a little bit more feeling of the outdoors. So thanks for all of you to have made that commitment to be on today's call. Thanks to our staff. And there just needs to be one thing for me to say, which is that this call is now adjourned. Thank you, and have a very good evening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
This meeting is now adjourned. Have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.